For the time being, Prime Minister De Weber focuses on the economy. There was no concrete action from his side with regard to the security sector for the time being. Foreign forces and mercenaries just showed up in some of his statements to the media and in talks with foreign politicians and diplomats. He did also not yet take action with regard to the many militias in Tripoli. When there were recently several murders in Benghazi, he demanded investigations immediately. When militias in Tripoli from the so-called Stability Support Agency, an agency which was created in January by Prime Minister Sarraj, killed a young man and destroyed several houses and also killed some more people in Kikla, the Weber did not say a word about this. So I would say he is well aware of his limits. He follows some kind of realpolitik. Solving the militia problem in Tripoli, in the greater capital area, or getting rid of all the foreign forces and the mercenaries, let alone of the Turkish forces, is out of bounds for the time being for him. He is aware of this, as I said, but I'm not sure that this will do him any good in the midterm, especially with regard to the militias in Tripoli.
Apart from Libya's 7 million people, it seems that the big winner in the political settlement is Turkey. Mr. De Weber, the new prime minister, is seen as a Turkish ally, and the new government has pledged to retain a maritime agreement granting Ankara potentially valuable rights. At the same time, the survival of his government may depend on whether Russian President Vladimir Putin orders out the mercenaries of Wagner Group, along with their aircraft, missile batteries, and other heavy armaments. Would Russia retreat from Libya?
Not voluntarily. With regard to Turkey, you are right. Turkey is certainly a big winner of the new political developments. Libya is of utmost importance for Turkey, keeping its ever-deteriorating economic situation in mind. And the stability and prosperity of Turkey must also be an interest, an important interest for Europe and for the United States and for the whole neighborhood of Turkey. Just days ago, after Erdogan fired the central bank chief for raising interest rates to counter inflation, Turkish stocks bounced and the lira tumbled again, losing about 9%, reaching a new record low of the lira versus the dollar. So Turkish movements in Libya or future policy over Libya has its limits. They need to stay in there. They need to exploit the economic relationship with Libya. On the other side, also Russia still pursues its strategic interests in Libya, but for them, it's more an opportunity and not a necessity. Wagner mercenaries, paid allegedly by the Emirates, are a useful tool for Putin. For the LNA, they act as a tripwire and as a backup against an attack of Western Libyan Turkish-backed forces towards the oil crescent. This is quite costly. I'm sure the Emirates will pay for them only as long as they are really needed. But Wagner will stay as long as there are Turkish forces in Libya and as long there is a perceived threat of an offensive from the West which could not be handled by the LNA alone.